Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The California Highway Patrol in Crescent City is investigating a traffic collision that happened last night just before 9 o'clock on Highway 101 in Klamath. The CHP received reports that a pedestrian was running into traffic lanes on the 101, and then the inevitable happened. The pedestrian, who suffered major traumatic injuries, was hit by a car. The car was driven by a Lolita woman heading south. The CHP reports that the pedestrian ran directly into the path of the vehicle and was hit. The extent of the injuries to the victim led to her being flown to Mercy Medical Center in Reading. The CHP continues to investigate the incident. Janelle Egger, a member of the Occupy Civil... Janelle Egger, a member of the Occupy Civil Liberties Group, has filed a lawsuit against Humboldt County over its decision to enact an emergency ordinance covering protests outside the county courthouse. Egger, along with other protesters, was arrested outside of the courthouse in April after the Board of Supervisors passed the ordinance that restricted the type and times protesters could demonstrate. The ordinance prevents permanent structures, camping equipment, and prohibits protests between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. Egger filed the lawsuit in the Federal Ninth Circuit Court and is asking the court to find the emergency order not only unconstitutional, but to have it removed from the county code. It was a busy morning for the Fortuna Police Department and folks at the National 9 Inn on Main Street earlier today. At about 1 o'clock this morning, officers were called to the location on a report that a man was causing a disturbance and exposing himself. The man fled before officers arrived, but they were able to identify him and later arrested 29-year-old Fortuna resident Orion Bramlett. Bramlett was arrested without incident. While dealing with Bramlett, officers learned that a second altercation had taken place. This time, a report of a man brandishing a handgun was called in. After a short investigation, officers contacted Stephen Cabrera in his motel room and found a loaded .357 Magnum in his waistband. Cabrera was arrested and booked into county jail on several charges, including being a felon in possession of a handgun and a violation of felony probation. The Eureka Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating the third of three men who are accused of robbing another man late Thursday night. The victim told police that three men approached him on California Street and that one man had brandished a knife. The victim said the men then assaulted him and stole his bike. Police were able to locate one suspect, 35-year-old Matthew Dilley of Eureka, who was seen by the victim riding his bike on A Street. Officers arrested Dilley, and he was booked into county jail, and he is not eligible for bail because of his parole status. Officers then arrested a second suspect, 22-year-old Larry Edwards, at his residence, and Edwards was booked into jail on criminal conspiracy, brandishing a weapon, and a probation violation. Police are still searching for the third suspect, identified only as an adult white male, about 6'3", 180 pounds, with tattoos on his arms. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In this month's community news, we're looking at healthcare. Here's Anthony Mantova with more.
For this month's segment of our community, our focus is healthcare issues on the North Coast. What is the availability of services and education for the region? How does it compare to other parts of the country? With a tight state budget, California universities have had to scale back classes and staff. This impacts healthcare opportunities. Humboldt State University made local headlines when it announced the closing down of the nursing program last year. St. Joseph's CEO Joe Mark says there are still opportunities for those who want to pursue healthcare in our region.
I part company, though, with some of the folks that I think were reacting in the print media in terms of what this means for Humboldt County. And, we're really going to be in a bad position because we're not going to be able to produce a baccalaureate-prepared nurse. I don't share that view. I think the sad part is we won't have a Humboldt State University-specific BSN program.
Stay tuned with us next Monday as we continue with our community and the discussion of healthcare issues.
And that's the North Coast News on this rainy Monday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.